The future of the sport in bass fishing in particular is the youth, and there's no question about it. The new programs with BASS and FLW have just done a magnificent job of getting kids engaged, all the way from the casting kids to the TBF Junior Championships to all the programs that kids can be involved with. And today with me is Zach Alexander, and he's a five-time champion in Utah and lives in Salt Lake City. And Zach, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry, what's going on?
Oh, the same old thing. You know, we're here doing radio, and it's been neat because I did get to meet you at the FLW Cup, and your dad and you came down to that, and you were fishing the junior championship, and you did pretty well there.
Yeah, I took 11th overall. It's a tough place to fish, like Hamilton is where we fish, but it was a great experience, and I had a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you look back at this experience. Now, you're an old hat at this. You've done this many times. You've been to the Bassmaster Classic, you know, of course, in their championship they have for the youth there, and then now the TBF a couple of times. And you look back at it, and I'm sure that experience has been valuable to you. And now, you know, you're fishing against the best kids in the country, so that had to be a little bit pressure-packed as well, I would think.
Yeah, it comes with a lot of pressure, but it's a great experience. I mean, I've been to a lot of places all over the country, different times of the year. Helps me experience that, and those kids that I'm fishing against are probably going to be the next generation of pros, you know. So if I want to compete with them, you know, I need to start early.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm going to give your dad some accolades here because your dad has done a great job of getting you involved in it. You're also a straight A student, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now that I've been told, and I'm going to go down this path a little bit, you know, besides being a straight A student, what do you want to do when you get through school?
You know, I'd like to. I still really haven't decided, but I'd really like to pursue professional bass fishing. But there's some other things I'd like to get into. You know, I've always wanted to be a doctor. I'd like to try to pursue that. You know, we'll just see how things go here. But you know, I like fishing and I like, you know, school and stuff. So
sounds like you're pretty good at both of them. And you know, I guess I got to tell you, Zach, you know, I was a straight A student, but I was at the other end. I was not that with the A's. I had something that looked sort of like an A, but there was one line missing. And that's what I got. That's what I got a lot of. But anyway, you know, you look back now and your dad got you actively involved in fishing. You fished at Lake Hamilton and you did finish 11th. You caught one fish that weighed what?
Well, 1.4.
But there was a whole bunch of kids that fished this event that didn't have any fish. Now, what'd you catch your fish on?
I caught it on at Reaction Innovation Flirtworm.
Well, I'm sure Andre will be proud of you for catching that fish. Andre Moore, of course, there at Reaction Innovations. But he's got some great products. Now, tell me about the technique. What were you doing? Were you fishing docks? What were you fishing?
I was fishing for the suspended fish. That time of the year, they're notorious for getting schooled up, and they suspend, you know. So I was fishing underneath bridges, and that's actually, I talked to Andre about it, and that's actually something he suggested. And I put a little nail weight. Well, I put a by 1/32nd ounce T-rig by True Tungsten and screw that into the nose, and I'd shake it as it goes down, as it, you know, fell. That's a pretty cool way to catch the suspended bass.
Now, how deep were you fishing?
I was fishing anywhere from like 15 to 30 feet, but the bass were like suspended like 10 to 5 feet.
So they were up there, you were trying to get it as it fell through them and then work it through them as a swimming technique probably.
Right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about now what the future holds. Of course, everybody knows you're a straight-A student. They know that you're actively involved. Your dad has been a great influence on you. You talked about being a pro angler. What are the steps that you think you have to take to become a pro angler besides what you've done thus far?
I definitely think I need to finish school, first of all. My parents, you know, they really pushed me for that. And then after that, I'd like to get on. You know, I need to start fishing. It's unfortunate I'm not 16 yet, but once I turn 16, I want to start fishing co-angler stuff out here, like the FLW Western Series that they have out here. I'd like to fish some of those. And then hopefully, you know, I'd like to go to college. After I graduate college, I'd like to, you know, turn pro.
Well, it's been funny. Your dad sent me a note, and he said he and you were the only brothers that were fishing in Utah. He said Carl Malone was there, but he left. So you kind of stuck at that. But Salt Lake, you know, you don't think of that being a mecca for bass fishing. And how did your dad get you involved? Why was he interested in it?
Well, we just started out. I mean, trout fishing is really popular here. He's always taken me fishing since I was like 2 years old. Go out to like little streams and stuff, and it, you know, we started catching bass, and everything progressed from there. I mean, pretty soon we had a bass boat, and then we were going every weekend, you know.
Well, you've got sponsors too, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about them.
They're really great. support system. You know, my dad's helped me with that too. He has a business degree and he really puts it to work, tries to help me out, do whatever he can. But yeah, Reaction Innovations. I met Andre Moore at one of the classics I fished in Toho, the one they had in Toho. That's how I met him, and they're one of my better sponsors. I mean, and I really, you know, appreciate everything that they do for me. True Tungsten, Power Rods, Rod Wraps, Smith Optics, they, you know, help support me, so.
You look back at it, you got better sponsors than some of the pros do.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I'm just fortunate to have what I have.
Well, let's talk, if we can, let's shift gears a little bit, okay? You know, you're out in Salt Lake, you know, you get to fish all over the country. How adaptable, I mean, do you have to be as a bass fisherman? Are you a versatile angler? Would you call yourself versatile?
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm pretty versatile. I mean, growing up out here, fishing some of the stuff out west, I mean, it's deep, clear stuff. And then, you know, you really get in tune to the finesse stuff just because we have a lot of small lakes here that get a lot of pressure. So I'm really, you know, finesse stuff. Really in tune to that, but I've traveled, you know, and just learned different things in different part of the country.
Now, you're starting school when? A couple weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks. Actually, I went to register today, so.
So you've been out already getting ready for that straight A, I think. Now, what, are you going to be a freshman?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be a sophomore.
Sophomore, holy cow, you're going right up the ladder here on me, and it won't be long, you'll be in college, you'll get that degree, and then you'll be out on a professional trail. You know, if you could tell other kids, and you know, you're a great example of what we're looking for in bass fishing, is somebody like you that's well-spoken, but tell me if you could tell other kids how they should get involved. What are some of the things they could do, you know, in the very beginning stages to get actively involved in bass fishing?
I would just say time on the water is everything. Try to get out and go as much as you can. And then it starts at the club level. I mean, get involved with the club, local bass club, and you know, from there you can do, you know, tons of things. You can, you know, have the opportunity to travel all over.
Get out there and get on the water is really the key. You know, I always thought fishing was okay, but I like the catching part. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. it's tough sometimes, you know. Lake Hamilton was a perfect example. I mean, it's like 90 degrees and, you know, high humidity, and you're out there, and you got to stay focused, you know, if you want to compete. You can't just get all excited and fish for the first like hour. You know, you have to stay focused and you know, clear your mind and just focus on what you're doing at that moment.
Well, there's no question in my mind you're a focused young man. I mean, the education's critical to you, and it's critical to your parents, and it should be, and now you've got a great career in front of you, and I think, Zach, no matter what you decide to do, you're going to be successful at it, and you're going to be a great example for all those kids out there that you know, want to get bass fishing. I think you're the example for it.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. I mean, I've just been really fortunate with some of the opportunities, but I'm excited and I'm looking forward to what's next.
What kind of boat do you have? I got to ask you that.
We have a Stratos. We have a Stratos boat.
Nice. Do you drive it or does your dad?
He's starting to let me drive it now.
Yeah, you need to tell him just go ahead and let you take it. He'll just drop you off in the morning when he goes to work and let you go. What do you think about that? You think that'd be a good deal if I could talk him into that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, I sincerely appreciate you being here at Bass Fan with me and Bass Fan Army Radio. Both of them we're going to combine in this radio program. And folks, if you get a chance to take your kids, this is why I do what I do each and every day, is for guys like Zach. And it's just really a neat thing, Zach. I had the opportunity to shake your hand and meet you, and you're a fine young man. And I really appreciate you spending time with me here on the radio.
Well, thank you, Terry. I really appreciate this opportunity.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.